Let's talk numbers, okay? Traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up fast. But with BetterHelp online therapy, you can save an average up to like 50% per session. Because we all know, listen, therapy is an investment. Like, you're investing in yourself. You're investing in your state of mind, right? And it is just as important as your physical health. With BetterHelp, you pay a flat fee for weekly sessions, saving you big on cost and on time. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With online therapy, you get quality care at a price that makes sense, and you can get help with anything from anxiety or everyday stress. Your mental health is worth it, and it is within reach. I am so glad that I started therapy. It was something that I wanted to do, and it was something that I was like, why am I holding off on this? Why don't I want to be the best version of myself? Why don't I want the help? And I was like, actually, you do want to get it. So now that you have a way to get it, y'all need to come on over here and get it. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. Plus, switch therapists at any time. If you are not feeling the therapist that you have connected with, don't sit there and be like, should I stay? Should I go? No, BetterHelp has made it easy for you to switch, and is no additional cost. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is That Chick. Boom, 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 Angel. Boom, boom, boom. I'm sitting here with this man, and he's my sweet thing. Oh, boom, 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 boom. He's the other host who I love the most. Tell them who you are, cause you're my style. Ooh, it's to you.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week. We pretty much talk about anything we want to, and we do it every single week with our immediate family. All right, that immediate family is our Patreon. We call them our immediate family because, hey, we close.
We be family, doing
the things up in here. We be talking before and after. We talk to them for, what, a good 10 minutes before we press record, and they saw everything prior to what you seeing right now.
Gave them some tea that I can't Angel tell gave everybody them some tea, else.
And we're going to talk to them after the episode. We don't only talk to them on this podcast. We talk to them. We do things during the week. They get special releases. They get behind the scenes and all types of foolishness. If you want to be a part of the media family, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month. Come on in and join in on the fun. We also joined by some wonderful sponsors. You've already heard from one, BetterHelp.
Next up will be Calm. I'll tell you more about them later on. All day today, I've been getting stuff in my eye because I did a makeup test, and makeup was just getting in my eye, and that has not changed. Okay, hopefully that got it. Ugh, it was pissing me off. Anyways, what ain't going to piss you off is our sponsors. You're going to love them. So we want you to give them a whirl. Try our URL, our promo code. Let them know we sent you. Get that discount. And if they have a service or a product that you're interested in, baby, don't wait. Go ahead and get it. Get it. Do it. Do it till you're satisfied. Hey, do it.
Do it.
Do it, do it till you're satisfied.
Whatever it is.
Oh, you joined in. I like it. Why you roll your eyes?
Girl, how you feeling?
Besides something being in my eye irritating me, besides just trying to figure out life per usual, when does that stop?
It don't.
It's got
to. It don't stop until you just like, all right, the hell with it.
No, I feel like there are people I look at and I'm like, God dang, they've got life figured out. Love it. I don't feel that way. I feel like life is just this amoeba.
Yeah.
And it's so agitating.
Yeah.
That it's not figured out. You feel the same way, babe?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah.
In every aspect or just with what has been happening lately?
No, a lot of shit. Every aspect.
Does anything feel figured out for you?
No. Oh, I can't think of anything right now in this moment where I was like, that's figured out.
I feel like my family is the one thing that I feel like this is settled. They are settled. Not having any more kids. I'm not contemplating that. I'm not having any other husbands. I'm not having an ex-husband. That is the only part that I feel like I am settled on. That don't even feel settled to you?
Nah.
I know you're telling the joke, but you probably feel the same way.
Huh?
I said, I know you're joking, but you probably feel that way.
Yeah, like family. Yeah, I'm settled on family, except for that one.
I'll unsettle myself.
No, of course, like stuff like that, I'm settled on. It's just the, everything else that I was like, that can change, that hasn't happened, but that anything can change. Yeah, I think it came even more so coming into this career.
It feels unsettling.
Yeah.
I can believe that. But you know, that's why I've asked. If there's something else you want to do, you should feel free to do it, though.
Oh, I know. If I knew of something else I wanted to do, damn it, I'd be doing it.
Nothing else kind of tickles your fancy?
No, I don't know. Don't go here.
Okay. Well, no, all I was going to add to it is, I really still think you should go through whatever training, certification to become in, what is it called? Because it's in real estate.
Inspector?
No, not an inspector.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Y'all remind us what it's called.
I know what it's called.
Appraiser.
Yeah, appraiser.
I think he would be so good at it. It feels like it fits every... And it's what you tend to do, but I don't know how much you would like trying to figure out how much something is worth.
Yeah. And I can tell by the things we've gotten appraised, and I've actually seen appraisers do their thing. They don't be knowing shit. They just know what the average market shit is. I'm going in looking at other stuff. Mm. You know, appraisers, we pull up the house, they don't even look in the house. No. They park out front and just look. I'm like.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, listen, that sounds great. Do they have appraisers for cars? Like, how do cars come up with their value? Everybody goes to Kelly Blue Book.
MSRP, that's already set by the time they hit lots. And it's marked up by the dealerships.
Yeah, but like when you look up to see how much this used car should be worth.
That's like an average. Ain't nobody setting that.
So how is that like? I know it's an average, but
yeah, based on like what the car, it's like, it's like, let's say this car, this computer came out. Let's say this is a car. It came out in 2024. Consumer Reports, like so many thousands of reports. How reliable is it? Based on, let's say you leased it, turned it back in, and they resold it. How much could they sell the car for? Like they take an average of that. How much is this car reselling for?
Okay.
That's why, like, Range Rovers and BMWs and Jaguars, you can get a used one for a whole lot cheaper
than a new one
mm-hmm. because of maintenance issues. And dealerships know, we can't lease this to nobody because.
Right.
Or release it for a lot of money. But yeah, that's how that's settled.
I look like Jabba the Hutt right now. Let's jump to our first segment, In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
So y'all, I got some teeth snatched out my mouth last week.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, the day we record this on Monday, it was done last Tuesday. Got some my two top wisdom teeth removed. Bottom ones are still in. I ain't doing nothing to those. My wisdom teeth came in back when I was in high school, probably sophomore, junior. Nah, freshman, sophomore in high school. They've been there. Long story short, both of them like chipped or cracked at the top.
Right, because this was actually what you started talking about last week, actually.
Oh, Monday, it was. Yeah, Monday, yeah, because I had a toothache. Woke up last day of the cruise, I had a toothache. So, update.
Yes.
If you watched last week, update.
Yeah.
Went to the dentist to get these things snatched out. I don't like doctor's appointments. I don't like doctor's offices. I don't like seeing people in scrubs. I go in, schedule the appointment. Our friend, she got me in. I start, you know, they telling me everything. They start numbing me up. They was like, so, you know, this is what you're going to feel. This is what it's going to sound like. My blood pressure spikes. Okay. I get nervous. I get anxious. They was like, look, we can't do nothing. We're going to need you to calm down before we start. I'm like, I'm good. Y'all can just go ahead. They was like, nah, for your safety, we can't do nothing yet. I'm like, cool.
You think she want to call me saying you didn't have a heart attack? She's like, ah.
So they was like, we're going to send you to a oral surgeon. Because they got things that can calm you down and they can probably do it. So went over to the oral surgeon. I didn't want to be there. I didn't know these people. I was just fine being with IJ. I'm like, hey, send me in here. It's all busy. People running around. These people don't know their patients. They just getting people in and out. So I get even more worked up sitting in there waiting on them. They ended up, the first dentist, he still wouldn't do it or whatever. He was like, yeah, I ain't doing it. So they sent in the owner, the main dentist or whatever. And they gave me some laughing gas. Let me tell you, first of all, that shit is great.
Oh, yeah. You haven't told me this.
Oh. Laughing gas is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, I've had laughing gas. What made it so good to you?
Oh, my God. You didn't feel. It was great.
But, you know, I can still feel what. They numbed you, right? Yeah. Real. I mean, they kind of numbed me. When I was getting my stuff done for my stomach, that's all they could give me was laughing gas. You remember I told you I was smoking it like a cigar? I was.
Oh, they put it on my... The thing's supposed to go on your nose?
It can't, but because of some of the stuff they did, there were points and times where they had to remove the laughing gas from me, and I had to self-administer.
Oh, yeah. Mine was on my nose, so I was just sitting there breathing normal, and I could see the fumes from it a little bit, and I'm sitting there, and I'm getting even more nervous, so I'm like... I'm taking it deep into my lungs and holding it like a blunt. Because I'm trying to calm us, because I can feel myself getting worked up. So then he goes in, they got the thing, the blood pressure thing, just on my arm or whatever, and it's taking it like every...
Yeah.
So he finally sees that it's coming down or whatever. He was like, okay. He was like, see, this is fine. Then she was like, but it's still up. He said, but it's coming down. Like, it's fine. He'll be fine. So I can feel, he goes in. I don't know what he's got, but I can hear him scraping and cutting at something. He's like, I'm just preparing. I'm only preparing. I'm like, what you mean preparing? What are you doing to my mouth right now?
Yeah.
Whole time I'm taking this stuff in deep because it is relaxing me, and it's feeling so good. First he asked me, he said, do you feel lightheaded or anything? First I was like, no. And by this time they had it on for like 10 minutes. Go ahead, babe. Had it on for like 10 minutes, and I'm like, no. He was like, okay, we're going to turn it up a little bit. I'm like, all right. About 10 seconds later, I'm like, oh, yeah, there it is.
Right.
There it is. Oh, that stuff was... I see. If somebody come in here and take one of these tanks, I get it. I get it. That stuff is great. But anyway, he ended up... He went in on both sides. He was yanking. These things were in there.
Mm-hmm.
He was using his muscle.
Well, yeah, they're wisdom teeth. Like, their roots be looking insane. Oh, no. Do wisdom teeth have roots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Them roots is big and thick. Mm-hmm. Like Atlanta strippers.
And you didn't.
This thing's head.
And you didn't take no picture of him, huh?
I forgot. Because I was up there, like, again, I'm worked up or whatever. And it's crazy because you can hear it loosen up. Like the for lack of a better term, you can hear the popping and cracking.
I was about to say pop. The pop.
Yeah, it's like. You know, and then all of a sudden you just feel the pressure of him pulling get lighter and lighter.
Uh-huh.
But he's pulling in all directions. Like, he's like, this is not coming out. Mm-hmm. This is, so he goes in, he uses the drill. I hear him clamping some shit down. Cranking some shit down, and he's yanking and pulling, and them things ain't moving.
Let me see inside your mouth. Oh, yeah, there's a hole over there. Tilt your head back down, son. Tilt it down, son. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's holes. I can feel
They're
them.
Big holes.
Yeah. Big ass holes.
You're not
going
to put nothing back there?
For what? They ain't going back in my, to drill something in my skull?
No, just like glue something in there.
No, I ain't gluing shit. Yeah, them things was in there. So he, and as he's sitting there doing it, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, would IJ been able to do this? Like, she'd be like, hold on, I'm going to have to call in some help. Because this man, he was like, I could tell he was using force. And he was even like, he was like, wow. Like, wow, I can hear him comment. I'm like, all right. But my whole time, I'm worked up and scared thinking something's going to pop loose and you're going to hit my tooth or break on the, because you sign a waiver. That's what worked me up is reading that damn waiver all the shit that could go wrong while doing that. They can literally break your jaw. They can crack other teeth, mess up your lips. They actually did mess up this lip. The drill was hitting. I told him it was hitting. He was like, no, I'm just pulling on it. I'm like, no, the drill is hitting my lip. And I got a big ass sore right here. It's still healing. And that was just the first side. He didn't even got to the second side. And that was just as hard, but it was as much as he was pulling stuff, it was longer than what he said it was going to be, but it was still quick. And I know I knew I had stitches on the left side. I didn't know I had stitches on the right side until yesterday when I actually accidentally swallowed some of them. But then that led to me, I'm like, now look, now I had to go to the doctor to get some other stuff checked out because I was like, they gave me a printout. My blood pressure was high as hell. That was their biggest concern. You need to go get this checked out. So I went to the doctor, got some blood work and stuff done. So I'm currently bringing some numbers down. So that's why I'm eating all carefully. Not that anything's crazy, but I'm like, I won't get back to where I know I should be, which is also kind of pisses me off, the fact that I already eat pretty healthy.
Yeah, Marcus,
I should be in perfect condition.
This might be your perfect, though.
It ain't, because I've seen numbers before.
No, I'm saying our numbers are also sometimes affected by our age. I'm dead serious. That's what I read.
I know that.
Oh, okay. So
this ain't my perfect. I can judge by the last 3-4 months of how I've been eating and stuff, but I know somebody that literally, and I am not exaggerating, this person eats KFC and pizza every single night and has done so for about 15 years now.
Ooh.
And drinks beer heavily.
Oh.
That's literally this person's diet. And that's here I am. And y'all, I am not joking. This is not an exaggeration.
Bless you.
And here I am. I work out. I don't eat nothing fried. I don't eat no beef. I don't eat no pork. I don't eat a lot of bread, not a lot of sweets. How is it that my everything ain't right down the middle? Like, granted, it's no. This person probably has a lot of health issues that they don't even know about. But they should be feeling some things, I would think. No, this is how, and I'm like, how is this even what? So that's where I'm at. Got me a little pissed off, a little annoyed, a little extremely frustrated. I ain't even gonna say a little. Go ahead. That's what's got me in my feelings. My wisdom, I got two of my wisdom teeth gone. The mother two is staying in there. I don't care what happens.
What has me in my feelings is the state of disarray that my house is in.
Oh, man.
I don't think our house has ever been this much of a wreck. Ever. And y'all have seen our house in a wreck before, if you've watched the vlogs. This is something like I've never seen.
Yeah.
Something like I've never seen. And
this definitely been worse, but in this moment, there's no reason for it. It's been a lot worse. A lot worse. You were on tour. That was like right after move-in, unpacking, painting.
Well,
you would be in and out of.
That's still, I don't include a moving in time as a part of.
No, I'm saying, but you were coming in town, unpacking, leaving, and I'm like, that's when I would get the push broom and just push a bunch of stuff to the center of the floor, throw it in a garbage can, throw it away. Like, that's how bad it got.
This house is the worst I've ever seen it since we've been there. And it's not because of Disney trip. Somebody just asked. This has been working its way to this horrificness for at least a month. And I'm hoping as of tomorrow, I'll be able to put full attention on it. Today, I've been at work since pretty much after I got out of the shower. I left straight for work, came here, haven't been home. Tomorrow I have work, but here's the thing, so I'll be able to come right home. It is overwhelmingly junky. My biggest thing was, okay, let me try to unpack all the suitcases from the trip, which I did. suitcases ain't been in there for a whole week. But they're everywhere, in every room. It just, it has got me feeling some type of way. It's got me so mad. It's got me so agitated. And I'm like, okay, it's gonna get better. I know it is. It's going to have to, because I can't take it at all. At all. In the clothes, I feel like there's no way to get on top of laundry, but I'm about to take a stab at it on Wednesday. Oh my God, today and Thursday. But then after that, I start working. Friday, I start working on the show. So I'm like, but then I'll have some days where nobody's in the house where I feel like hopefully I'll be able to get even more stuff done, because I won't have no child asking me a question. I won't have Marcus asking me any questions. I can put, there's a lot of stuff I can do, whether I'm talking on the phone. Yeah, if you, like, I can, not to say you're ever, like, the reason why I'm not cleaning up, but the more distractions I have, the easier I am distracted by doing something, by something that I don't want to actually do. So that's what's got me feeling some type of way.
And this was a life I was living for a while. I was like, that's when I got I would start just attacking clutter, like, with malicious intent. And that was the only thing that would help me get through the weeks. I would rent dumpsters, and I'm like, I can't do this.
So with all the anxiety that might cause, I am so excited to tell you all about our next sponsor, and they are Calm. Listen, have you had, like, difficulty focusing at all, especially today? Are things like parenting pressures, work challenges, school commitments, and just personal drama, like, have they wreaked havoc on your ability to stay focused and be productive? They have for me. If it sounds like you, I know something that could make a real difference, and that is our sponsor, Calm. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Everyone faces unique challenges in their daily lives, and mental health isn't about a cookie cutter approach. That's why Calm offers a wider range of content and programs to help you navigate your life's ups and downs, including meditations, sleep stories, sleep meditations, calming music, grounding exercises, and expert-led talks. This way, you're able to better take care of your physical well-being as well, help you go to sleep, quickly and naturally, as well as have tools to be able to do breath work that will help you relax and reset, and also help you with things like grief, self-esteem, and care for relationships. Calm puts the tools you need right in your pocket and can help you dedicate just a few minutes each day to living a happy, healthier life. Stress less, sleep more, and live better with Calm. For our listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer I'm going to say it's 25% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/argue. Go to calm.com/argue for 25% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/argue. So what's got you feeling good?
What's got me feeling good? Oh, yeah. Some of y'all just saw Amar just got his tablet back. Snatched that from him hours ago.
So that's what's got you feeling good?
Nah. I was just updating the people that ain't in the Patreon.
Oh, well, they didn't see Amar.
Patreon didn't? I know they. That's why I'm telling them. Oh. He just got it back.
Oh, Patreon? I thought you said
the people who aren't in the Patreon. For the people that aren't in Patreon, just giving them a quick update. I just gave Amar his tablet back because he got it snatched from him earlier today. That's all.
I'm confused.
Patreon know too. You can be confused. I know. It's fine. It's normal.
Well, because the people who aren't in Patreon didn't see Amar.
And I'm also updating. What you mean?
Because I cut in after he left. I cut off before.
I'm talking about the live Patreon. They saw Amar.
Okay. You said for the people who aren't in Patreon. That's why I was confused. That's all.
We in circles. What's got me feeling good, y'all? I went to church for the first time in a long time yesterday on Sunday.
You did.
Needed that. Good. I needed that. Been a while since I've been to church. As y'all know, for many people, pandemic messed everything up. And our previous church moves around a lot. Mm-hmm. Our previous church, they seem to try their best to avoid us.
Don't make him see.
No, I'm saying geographically avoid us. Like wherever we move, they move somewhere different to a different city. Then we move, just happen to move closer. We're not moving to move closer to the church, and they're not moving to get away from us. But every move that's made between the two of us is always in opposite directions.
Right.
Angel, it's two churches she's been going to off and on. And so this is the one that I haven't been to, and I went yesterday. Good sermon and everything. And it's some things I needed to hear. I need to talk to some people too, because, you know, I be struggling with our faith. Not with our faith, with our religion. Mm-hmm. It's two different things. Mm-hmm. I really do struggle with it. But yeah, I'm glad I went. You know, good. It was good. Got me feeling good.
The whole family went.
Yeah, whole family went. And just this that workout today really helped. It felt like that workout felt like I've been consistent for a long time, just because I did like so many different things. Did so many different things like in the workout, and it was quick. Mm-hmm. I limited what I was going to do as far as lifting and everything. But yeah, so those are the two things that got me feeling good.
What's got me feeling good is that I will be in the house by myself for about a week, which never happens. And
it's great.
I bet.
It's a good time.
The last time this happened was when we moved into the house. And you all came back from Kentucky a couple of days later than me.
Mm-hmm.
I am elated by it because, one, I hope that whatever we don't get finished cleaning, that I actually get to take a stab at it. Two, that I can actually get some vlogs edited.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hoping, those two things actually happen.
You want me to order a dumpster? I can call Chris.
Dumpster if I need.
No, I'm just saying, like, they give me discounts and we first name basis.
That's all right.
Like, hey, Marcus, I'm like, send one on over.
That's okay.
All right. I order one when you gone with everybody.
I know you love to do it. What I love also, because this is the children's spring break, the commute to and from school, which takes up an hour. Of our time, it takes up an hour of my time, and then it'll take up an hour of Marcus's time because we split it.
Yeah.
That I don't have to give up. I don't have to restart something. I can sit into whatever I'm doing, as well as with shooting the show that I'm on. I can, like, fully focus on that. I have lines to memorize. I have to be on set on time, other than making sure I get the dogs out of the house and walked and all that stuff.
Fed, that's my only concern.
Fed, no, I do so much better with that now. Fed, I do. Wasn't at one point in time.
Oh, man.
Kids were fed. Them dogs were not.
Okay. So, when's the last time y'all? She looked at me like,
Okay. Stop interrupting my things.
I feel like y'all can see my gums every time, my back gums. Sorry, go ahead.
I love the thought of being able to just, you know, the thing that we see all these young single people doing, just getting up and going, just doing what they need to do.
You going to set the phone up to record you waking up? so I start my day off.
Yeah. So I am, I'm very excited about that. One of the things that makes the whole clothing thing an issue for me, because a lot of times for me it's putting up the clothes. I don't have enough space for all the clothes. I get sent clothes too that I did not order, and I love them. So it's not that I want them to stop coming. It is what do I need to rotate out? And then
we truly don't have enough space for Angel's clothes.
We do not.
We will never have enough space.
I'm an ambassador for Nina Parker brand because I have not lost enough weight to come out of her sizes. So I'm still within her sizing range. So I get stuff from her probably once a month. I am grateful. I sometimes get stuff from Spool Boutique up in Oakland. And then there's times where I see things where I'm just like, oh, I would love that. And I'm on camera at least twice a week, if not three times a week, every single week. And I should not care what I have on, but actually I should care. It's all very much so a conundrum. But I do feel like I'll be able to purge again. Patreon helped me purge once and we did great. And now it's all back full. But I'm going to try again. Purge one more time. See if I can figure it out. Probably going to purge my shoes. I've become this very much so where are my flats type of girl. But you know what? There are heels that I like. So I think I just need to get rid of heels that I don't like. And only purchase heels that I enjoy so that I can have both.
Yeah. Angel, no, I prefer her in heels, but whenever she asks my opinion, I was like, no, say it, no. Because I got to hear her complain about these heels and wearing them and trying to walk.
Listen, what?
Are you going to be comfortable or not?
Listen, for the BET, not BET, NAACP, I kept my flats with me, so you never heard me complain.
No, I didn't.
I walked the carpet. I looked cute. As soon as I got off the carpet, taking off these shoes and putting on my flats. So, yeah, excited to have the house to myself for a little bit. I'm also going to use some of the evening time, which I usually dedicate to kicking it with my husband, cooking for the boys. I might actually use some of my evening time to kick it with my homegirls because usually I don't give my evenings over to my girlfriends. That is for my family. So they might be able to get some of these evenings for the first time in a long time. And that's exciting. And then we come back to our regular family life, which is great because it's springtime.
Mm-hmm.
We went to my goddaughter's birthday party.
Yeah.
I think more than being like, oh, my God, Rave is one. I think me and Marcus, I'm like, Breisha been a mama for a year.
Breisha been a mama for a year. Look, y'all don't know Breisha. We know no Breisha. First of all, for her to be a mom, period.
Insane.
Absolutely insane. Uh-huh. But for her to be a mother.
Yeah. And she's a, like.
Like, she's a mom's mom. Like,
yes, she is her daughter's favorite person.
She wanted that. Now she regrets it.
No, she loves it. But then sometimes be like, okay, I'm going to try to hide. And I'm like, this is the life you wanted.
Yeah, this is what you wanted. Because she used to say, she was like, no, I want her to only want me. We're like,
all right. All right. And that's what that baby wants.
She wants you all the time.
It was so funny. This little... Y'all getting some internal conversations that typically people don't have. When we think about all the friends I have, my oldest acting friend, not that they are eldest in actual age, but they behave elderly.
They have elderly mannerisms.
My eldest acting friend is Breisha Renee Webb Jones.
And that happened, what, 3 years ago?
I think it happened longer than that.
Okay, no more than five.
So, Breisha, when I first told her this, was a little bit, I could tell she was getting a little bit offended. She was like, no, I'm not. Because as you all know, Breisha looks very young. Breisha can still, they won't, but Breisha could still play somebody in her 20s. She's now too mature in acting to play someone in her 20s, but she could easily, she still looks very young, very adolescent. However, Breisha be doing things that she's like, Angel, no, I'm still... You know, she wants to hold on to this youth. Mm-hmm. I'm having a conversation with her and Marquita on FaceTime.
Bro, I call them Hocus Pocus. They've been on the phone a lot lately, these three.
Hocus Pocus. Because we going, that's what I should have said. What's got me feeling good is because we going to go see my Chaka Khan and my Patty Patty in concert in May. Got my front row tickets. Come on, give God a hand clap praise. Anyways, we're talking and we were discussing the unfortunate death of Angie Stone and what actually happened. And what was told to one of them is that the driver fell asleep behind the wheel, leaving Angie's concert, got into an accident on the freeway. Everybody got out of the vehicle but Angie, and somebody ended up running dead into the tour man. or the SUV, whatever it might have been. So, as we know, that part's awful. So we're not really, we weren't really discussing that. What it was Brisha was like, yeah, it's that late. He probably ate. She said, got the itis. She said,
Marcus.
Thank you. She said it got late and he probably ate, probably got the itis. She said, and he's probably eating them glutens. You shouldn't have glutens.
I didn't even notice.
This is what
she said. Say, you probably,
she said he probably he was eating glutens, and you know, you shouldn't be having all them glutens.
But the thing is her saying this is one thing. It's what she's doing in the moment that also makes her old. Because you shouldn't be having them glutens, you know.
Yeah.
Glutens, you got to stay up.
I think she was
rubbing her knees. I'm like.
I think she was drinking wine, and she was like, he probably had them glutens, and he shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't eat all them glutens, right? So she says it, and I say, okay. I said, now I tell Marquita, I said, Brisha got really offended by me saying she was my oldest acting friend, but I just want to rewind real quick and repeat exactly what you just said. So as I say it, I redo Brisha. Brisha is in tears laughing. Yeah. She said, I don't even know when it happened. She said, I didn't even hear it. I said, but I hear it all the time.
I call her out every time. Every time she does, because we used to be the elderly parents.
Uh-huh.
She used to call, y'all my mom and daddy.
Yeah, y'all like my
she
parents.
She literally would get us to hang out with her parents when her parents were in town. Like, y'all can hang out together. And she would go out and run the streets.
Yeah. Now she's acting older than us.
I call it out every time. And she just laughed. She was like, yeah.
She said, it's probably the gluten. It was even the fact, it's probably the gluten. And I was just like, I just want you to hear what you just said, because I don't want there to be any confusion that I'm lying about you. I am telling you the truth.
She knows it now.
You act a solid 72, sweetie. Yeah. And she was like, I can't. I mean,
young, spry 72.
She was crying so hard laughing. She said, I don't even hear it. And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
She came up with this really dope business name. I'm not going to say what it was. But there was one word in there that for some reason she couldn't hear, aged her. And I said, I think it's dope. I think it's a great idea. I said, but I'm going to tell you, from me listening to it as a branding point, this lets me know this is only for people in their 40s. I said, because no one uses this word that is in their 20s. And she said, oh my God, you're right. I said, so we could come up with a word to fix this word, then it'll be good. So I gave her some more words. She was like, this is perfect. She was like, this is why I called you. But I'm like, yes, baby. Mm-hmm. You auntie in the brain. Yeah. You might be the baddie in the body, in the face, which she is. I'll never let anybody say any different than her. But she is auntie.
Yeah.
In the body.
Well deserved.
Oh my God. I don't know what made me share that with y'all, because we were talking about the party. There was a christening. Did you know that Brisha stole that idea? The dedication?
No.
I'm on the phone with Brisha prior to Brave turning one. And I say to her, are you going to get the baby? Are y'all planning on ever getting the baby dedicated? Or she might have said, we need to get the baby dedicated. It was somehow the conversation comes up. And I said, oh, are you going to do it at the church that y'all sometimes, that she sometimes attends? I think it's, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a church that we've never been to. And she was like, yeah, well, you know, I could do that, thinking about that. And I said, well, shoot, we never got Amar dedicated because he went, during the time we would have gotten him dedicated was the pandemic. I said, but you know what? I don't even know why. And I was like, and now we don't really have a church home. And I said, you know what? I don't even know why I'm even contemplating. What am I going to do? I said, I'm acting like I ain't got a mama who's a minister. I'm just going to have Amar dedicated at his sixth birthday. Just have it done right then and there. Brisha said, that's a good idea. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Mama Dorothy dedicate Brave at her one-year-old birthday party and call my mom at that minute. I said, you really just going to take, you just going to confiscate my idea. I'm still going to get him all dedicated. I said, maybe he'll act better with us dedicating him back to the Lord.
Papers will catch on fire.
No, just say that about my baby. Maybe that'll really do it. We actually attended another baby dedication. It's been so long since I hadn't seen one, like a traditional one. I said, yeah, we can't put him. Should we put him in a white suit if we get him?
No.
Yes. I want him to look like the way they look. Lift him up to the Lord. You got to lift him up like Simba. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to.
I'm going to one.
I know. You're going to another one. I know she's so happy you're going to be
there. I'm happy I'm going to be here too.
I just told her I wasn't going to be there. I said, I ain't never going to meet this baby. This baby going to be 5 years old. He's going to our good friends in Atlanta.
Sean and Eric, their baby dedication is coming up. And I'm just going to happen to be there. I'm so happy.
I let her know that when I was doing the college tour, I was letting her know that I was going to, that we were coming into town. And she was like, oh, Adora's baby dedication is that Sunday. And I said, oh gosh, can we come? And she was like, absolutely. So I was like, oh, perfect. Family will be there. You can support. And then I booked this job, which, I mean, we praise God for. But then again, Marcus got to go to the baby shower. Now he's getting to go to the baby dedication. The baby going to be grown.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I get to see this baby.
My little Adora.
Your little Adora.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she older now. She might not mess with you.
She going to mess with me.
She might be like, I don't want to have nothing.
The baby love me.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I know so. The baby going to love me. The fact that Brave did so good at the party with all these random people holding her.
She did good with me.
Yeah, she went off once when I took her from Brescia, but as soon as I went and got her a scone to eat, she was just like, okay, as I was saying, auntie. But at first she was like, why you take his food? Well, I mean, why you take me for my mama? Okay, let me see if I can find you know what? I can't bring it up on here. So me nor Marcus watched The Breakfast Club, okay? We just don't watch The Breakfast Club. It's nothing to it. We just don't. And we don't listen to the radio. So I don't know if you know this. Jess Hilarious became their third co-host when Angela Yee left. You remember Charlamagne, DJ Envy, Angela Yee. She has her own thing. And so they hired Jess Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like it was in my opinion, I was like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, I only see snippets because whenever somebody comes on there or says something, I get snippets of those, especially when Envy was out there scamming people.
When they were talking about that.
It's like,
and to me, it seemed like the perfect fit because The Breakfast Club has always came off to me being a little messy. And then Jess has a whole segment called Jess with the Mess that she was doing online anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, actually, this is a really great fit. Congratulations to them all. Jessica, she got pregnant with her next child. Mm. And so she went on to maternity leave and she hired another young lady to be in her stand-in.
Uh-huh.
And her name is Lauren and she came from TMZ. So she's used to celebrity news, but she's also like a for real journalist, right? So she's
the black girl's on TMZ? I don't know if that's TMZ. I'm tripping. Go ahead.
Listen, I can't even tell you. Her name is Lauren. They also hired her as like a segment producer as well.
Mm.
But she is who Jess asked to stand in for her. Two different vibes.
Yeah.
Jess is going to give you jokes and she is going to clown. Lauren is going to hopefully present you with hopefully factual stuff as well as prepare questions based off of that person.
Mm-hmm.
Here recently, when Jess came back from maternity leave, Lauren didn't leave. So it was all four of them on camera,
mm-hmm.
right? And very recently, Jess came out with a video really describing how she felt like the situation was shady. And how, like, no one has really talked to her about it. And so there ended up being this whole long, like, drawn-out segment about it where Jess is crying on the show because the
First of all, Marcus is handling things behind this camera.
He's the third parent. Because in her video, in Just Hilarious's video, she says, like, she can completely understand how Angela Yee felt, because Angela Yee felt nobody ever stood up for her, that, like, it was just, like, them and then her by herself and nobody stood up for her. And so Jess was like, I feel the same way. She was like, once Lauren got on there reading good, and everything, it just felt like basically that she wasn't good enough anymore. She was like, I told them to take my name off the segment because they were no longer using me in the segment. They might as well, you know, it's stupid.
So was it started off being Just Hilarious segment and then they had Lauren doing it?
Yeah, Lauren was doing it when Jess was gone and then they still had her
doing it. Oh, when she came back.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, while they still had Jess on camera, but Lauren was still doing the, like, segment. And Jess was like, well, take my name off the segment completely because I'm not doing anything. And so she started feeling some type of way because she was just like, it feels like, one, y'all are basically saying I'm not good enough. And two, y'all not really communicating to me. What she said was like, the only time this woman speaks is during my segment. It's not like she said, if she was just going to be a fourth mic, like if we were to ask somebody to Here's the Thing, that person would be able to speak whenever versus like, you know, for Here's
it's
the Thing,
just
I
a
do.
Segment.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Go ahead,
talk.
Lauren. Yeah.
And I say all that to say, so I'm watching her cry and I'm empathizing for her because some of y'all might not know this. But many a moons ago, I was replaced by Jessica Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having to eat and not being let know, wasn't told anything. It happened a lot faster. Me and her never worked on set together. Let's put it like that. They made sure they fired me before they brought her in. But I was like, damn, I never thought that I would see the person who it's not her fault. But the person who I had to watch stand in my shoes go through the same exact thing. Well, not same exact thing, similar. What's a blessing is that I didn't have a platform to be crying on. I just had to take my L and walk away.
Yeah.
Where she is.
We just had to talk about it.
Correct. Where she's having to see the comments of people saying, oh, we like Lauren better, or, you know, or even saying it feels like Lauren is replacing, like, all some of the stuff was also highlighting, I think, echoing what she was already feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, it just was crazy to me that God, I feel like most people don't get to see that, where they be hoping, and I'm not, listen, I wasn't mad that Jess got the job on Lil Rel show. I was actually like, I was mad that I lost the job, but Jess was already a mother at that time. So I was just like, I ain't never gonna wish for nobody who got a kid for money to be taken out of their, you know, out of their bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? She got a baby too. Praise be to God. She now got a check. I got my one check. That's the end of that check. But so at no point in time did I ever wish ill for this woman. But I do feel like in this moment, I'm like, okay, this stuff don't just happen to me.
Yeah. Do you think it would have been like the comments and all of that would have been an issue had she not went online? Had she brought it to them to like, hey, y'all,
and that's what
close
they wish.
Doors versus getting in front of the camera and hashing everything out.
That's what they wish that she would have did. They were like, why would you do this? And they were like, why are you paying attention to the comments? She was like, don't act like y'all don't be in the comments too. And they wish that she would have said something to just them instead of going on live to do it. And that is where I will always thank God for the fact that a lot of my L's were taken before there was any spotlight on me. It might have been a little bit of shine, but not so much where I had to fully address it. We addressed it here on this podcast.
Right.
Multiple times of when I was let go of, when things where I felt like were being said about me on that show, on The Breakfast Club, that like hurt my feelings. But I was just like, I'm going to take this L and I'm going to take this L here at the house.
Yeah. But also, just when you in situations like that, like we know business is business. And I have my reasons. I don't watch The Breakfast Club. But when you have, you see like Angela Yee and what she's, mm-hmm. you know, things that she went through, and anybody else coming on that show, you see how they operate. You see how they, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a wildly successful show, but you see how they treat some of their guests, other hosts. Some things you got to be prepared for.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm going to bring in this person. This person's great just to hold my spot. Either they could dog that person out or bring them in or replace. Like, that's just the environment over there, it seems like.
Yes. Well, listen, that's the environment in entertainment.
Yeah, this is why, entertainment period.
This is why Kevin always laughs at me, but he'd be like, oh, I can have somebody sub in for you. I'm like, the hell?
Right.
He's like, Angel, no, I wouldn't replace you. I said, I just stop saying things that you don't right. know whether or not you really would do. Don't even set yourself up. And I don't think Kevin would ever purposefully do it. But at the end of the day, this is a business.
I was going to say, let that money start saying something different.
It is, yes. And he's been honest about that. He's like, listen, if Patreon ain't happening, then this ain't happening. And praise God it is. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. But I do know I've been replaced. So I understand that replacements can happen like that, especially because while I am unique and I am special, there are a lot of people who are out here and unique and are special. This is not a husband and wife podcast. Well, yes, I could ask my brother-in-law, Pete, or ask my brother-in-law, Danny, or ask my brother-in-law, Josh, to send in if Marcus was out of commission. That's my husband, so that would never, that wouldn't work. Is this going to cause an argument? Is a husband and wife podcast. Right. Here's the thing. It's two foolish comedians talking.
Yeah.
So you just need another foolish comedian that knows how to read the other person well enough to know when to back off, when to push the gas, when to take over, when to step back. And there are other people with that skill.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, even in this industry, the entertainment industry, like you said, there's a lot of special talented people, and being special and talented actually nowadays rarely seems to get the reward at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like they this industry is just like y'all heard me and my homeboy Chance, Tabitha Brown's husband, talk about it, how we be despising their career.
Nah, based on
it's like, because it's like you, I think it seems like I've said this recently, but it was like Angel is a classically trained actor. She can cry. She can do an accent. She can do all these different things. If there's something that she didn't do that you needed her to do, ask her to do it. They're like, oh yeah, we're going to go with somebody, or they just filled the audition. Then say that she can transform into that. Like, why bring in someone talented that can adjust what they can do and not use the damn adjustments? It's like, you know what? This car only go to 25 miles an hour. I'm going to buy a different one. Yeah. If you press the gas harder, it's going to go to 50 miles an hour. Well, this car don't go in reverse because your dumb ass didn't put it in reverse. Like, that's how it feels. This is like, this makes absolutely no sense. Oh, we wish this person had a little more edge. Let her know. She can change that. We wish they had this. And it's so stupid the way it really is. It's some dumb ass shit the way they do these and they hold these auditions and they add, okay, do this. Okay, thank you. They don't be asking, well, could you do it this way or that way?
Right, right.
And do that and then find out, oh, this person can actually can maneuver and can do this special things and do this. And especially when they got the resume right there, they see you done all these things. Oh, right. Well, you could probably... Well, let's see if you could do that. They don't care about none of that.
No, no.
And that's why I'm like, that's why me and Chance, we sit back and look like, this is like the hell with it. Let it all burn down. Like, we be hating it.
It's something else. It is definitely not for anybody who might be a little thinner skinned or anyone who might be fully sane. Let's be honest. It's not for the fully sane because you got to have a little bit of insanity in you to continue to, keep going against these hard nose and walls that we hit.
Yeah.
But, go ahead, baby.
No, because I would always talk to Angel. You know, she would compare auditioning to interviewing. And I'm like, no, that's two completely different worlds. Auditioning, probably 95% of the things you audition for is going to be a no. People don't go on 95 interviews for no job.
Yeah.
They go on 5 or 6 and end up getting hired, hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe 7.
Yeah.
Y'all live for rejection, but y'all, their career and most of it is rejection. I'm like, the average person don't do that.
Yeah.
They don't experience that because they'll look at it like, oh, yeah, just go out and get an interview, get a different, this ain't, No TV show. This is a different type of career.
It is definitely different. It is hard to compare it to to anything else. It is definitely different. But I say all that to say that is why I try to be very choosy about the environments that I particularly work in. Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons why me and Kevin work so well together is because he doesn't really want to be surrounded by drama, which is great. Now, right. It doesn't mean he don't like watching drama like unfold for other people, but he's not trying to be in drama. But that's also one of the reasons why I kind of stepped away from stand-up. One of the reasons is that the environment of stand-up felt so toxic. Yeah. Even working with someone who is extremely positive, he himself is positive. The clubs, the deals that are sometimes made just feel so shady and toxic a lot of the times. A lot of the comics, the comedians.
I'm telling y'all, sitting backstage and watching the environment, listening to the conversations, I can only speak from what I've seen, but for a group of people to bring laughter to the world, it'd be a toxic, dark place.
Yes. It really does.
And I'm like, I needed her to step away because I'm like, don't get pulled in on none of this because I'm not built like that.
It is.
I'm not built like that back and forth without you physically having to become nose to nose to me. Like that's somebody say something. I ain't with the talking. I'm not with the talking. Ain't going to be no world, is it? No. And it's so easy. It's like a powder keg. Anything could go wrong.
Yeah.
That's how I feel anyway, being in that environment. I'm like, I'm not built like this. Mm-hmm. I am not equipped to sit back and just, oh, let me respond with words. I don't always respond with words. Call me immature or whatever you want. But yeah.
It just, not in that, like, excuse me. My hat goes off to all the women that are out here doing stand-up. Check out Jess Nisha's her special on Amazon Prime, I do believe. My hat goes off to all the women that are still currently in these streets slanging these jokes in comedy clubs.
Yeah, I think my boy Larry Starks has a stand-up on Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's what you were talking about before?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I got to go check it out.
But I don't know. God has definitely not pulled me back, and people keep asking me to do. They're like, oh, can you do like 10 at my show or 15 at my show? One, I'm not prepared to do a 10 or 15. I could get prepared, but I'm also like, no. I don't see it. And God would have to show me like, no, okay, it's time to go back. And he would have to make a path that felt really clear and really clean and crisp. But I truly, going on tour with Kevin really showed me, and that was like the best case scenario. It was fantastic. But the fact that I could still see, like, I was like, ooh, there's just so much.
Yeah.
There's so much evil energy. Yeah, even here, with dark energy.
Even as positive as Kev is, the fact that he would still get pulled into stuff. I'm just like.
Oh, well, because people want to pull you into things where it's just like, what? And then the world ends up feeling small. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, the world is actually bigger than this. So why is this getting so much focus? Let me get the heck out of here.
Seeing Angel get asked to do things and other people feeling a certain way, people we don't even know feeling a certain way. It's just like, but this is just part of this. Like, I don't even want to do this. Like, I'm not coming for your spot or nobody else's.
Yeah. But I do feel like I can. Somebody just asked how was improv last week. It was cool. So it was great to play with black folk on stage. And it was so funny. What's really funny is that I don't think they knew that I was funny.
Oh.
And I also don't think they knew that I have done improv for several years. So they would be like, oh, that was funny. You are funny. And I was like, thank you for the compliment. But now I've been doing this long enough. I hope I'm funny. This
yeah.
If I'm not, then get me up out of here. I need to become something else quickly. Something that does not involve entertaining people at all. But the guy afterwards was like, you do stand-up, don't you? I said, I did it for 13 years, and then I retired. He was like, you got to come back to the stage. He was like, we need it in this time, you know, with everything. I said, I am looking at other avenues to be able to share light and love with people. But it will not be at a dingy club where I am over there trying to scream for people's attention. I'm not going to do it. I'm too old. So is there something, okay, being that you're in this place, we're going to jump back a little bit, and this is just an open answer question. I'm not trying to ask you to get too deep. When you said there's so much in life that it feels like, I still don't have to figure it out. Yeah, because I've talked a lot about my things that have happened in my career with being let go of a show, not doing stand-up anymore. Is there something that you haven't tried that you're like, I want to try that?
Actually there's a lot. It's just, and I know I need to listen to myself and take my own advice. The whole bread aisle, water aisle thing.
Yeah.
Like you go down the bread aisle, everybody, it's 19,000 different bread makers. They all on the same shelf. Same with water, 15 different water companies. They all get sold. Every time I think, you know what? I get an idea like I'm gonna start doing this, and I see somebody that's already wildly successful doing it. And then my biggest fear is it look like I'm copying what they're doing. And I need to remove that, because I was like, no, I just want to. This is all I want to do. I'm like, but damn, they already doing it. And if somebody told me this, I'd be like, why are you worried about what the hell they doing? I need to listen to my own advice.
And let me tell you, sometimes I'm purposefully copying. That's what's crazy. The fact that you're like, I don't want to look like, oh, I'll sometimes tell the people, hey, I'm doing exactly what you did. First of all, not to keep bringing up Kevin. Kevin came up with his masterclass so people could copy what he did.
Yeah.
Because, again, your vantage point is that you are Tank.
Yeah.
And most people are not Tank.
Ain't nobody actually, Tank.
Nobody else. I'm talking about not even, I mean, when I say most people aren't Tank, don't even have your outlook or demeanor. But then you are actually your own thumbprint.
Yeah, because I'm only me. I'm at asshole.
You are. When I love.
I be on my bullshit. Look at him over on his old bullshit. but this be me overdoing my thing. Mm-hmm. But so it's a few things, and one I think I'm just gonna go ham and start doing. Like I always bring up Tasting with Tank. That's literally how Tasting with Tank got started. It was just an idea for so long, and finally one day I woke up in the morning, I went to Joann Fabrics and picked up some fabric and brought my hats over here to this office and shot over in that corner and shot 5 episodes of Tasting with Tank. And that's how I got started. So I think it's what I'm at that point now. I'm like, I've had this idea. This is what I like talking about. This is what I'm going to do.
And here you are doing it. I'm proud of you.
I ain't doing it yet.
No, but you are. You are in a space that you never saw yourself in.
Oh, yeah.
And you're doing
it. Oh, no, this is not something. I was like, well, let me go and do this. You didn't love Tasting with Tank past tense. Tasting with Tank's still a thing. We just ain't currently filming. I say we ain't currently, like it's a whole production team.
It is.
Me and these phones and my mics ain't currently filming. I just got approached recently, somebody else that wants to do the show that's known for making cocktails and stuff.
I just actually hit up my next guest for Crafts and Cocktails so that I get, because March is about to be up out of here.
Yeah, March is gone.
Listen, so I'm like, what you doing Thursday? Got to get it in real quick. Or Saturday, actually. Put that in there. All right, guys. This was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
I felt good about it. Did you feel good about it?
Yeah, I guess.
Real quick, I want to send prayers, love, energy, a huge hug, and all just the well wishes and condolences to one of our angel wings out there, Kat James. I'm not going to put all of her business out there, even though most of us who are a part of either the stage crew or the angel wings knows what's happening in her life, but we want to send you love, girl. She's in the comments right now, and I was like, what's she doing over here?
Oh, yeah.
So sending you all the love, sweetie.
Sending you all the love, absolutely.
We love you to pieces, mm-hmm. and we pray that you feel the Holy Spirit yes. all around you.
And feel the love that from is us. Sent your way from us and everybody else.
Before we close it out, y'all know where y'all can go. Shop Mama Likes. Get these caftans, bonnets, affirmation cards, and therapy notebooks at Shop Mama Likes. That's MAMALIKES .com. Can they get anything from you?
They can get man shit.
Well, can they? Because you said, don't you say, last week you were like, I was like,
let me talk now.
No.
You can go to manshit.com, manshyt.com. Beard and body butter called Man Shit. I'm actually working on something else. Queen Shit. Still working on
it. Quit lying to these people.
Look, for the Patreon and people, especially as I swear, when I come back out with this, you better buy 15 gallons. I honestly thought to myself, like, oh, kids about to be on spring break. That's going to free some time up from my schedule. I'm going to try my best to pump out like a large volume of Queen Shit just to get it started and just do a soft, like, let people go on there and see that it's available. Not even like, hey, Queen Shit's back. If it sells out, I'm going to have to go back in and make more. But then I realize, oh,
you're going to be gone.
I'm going to be gone. It's Angel's fault.
It is.
I know y'all been on me. I am working on freeing up time to do Queen Shit. And mainly this is toward Alex. I don't think you know how much goes into making this shit. It's a lot. It is not easy. It is not a quick process. And I hope you feel bad when it does finally come back out.
No, once don't you realize, feel bad. Alex.
Once you realize all the shit.
You don't listen to that man.
It's a process.
Alex can do no wrong.
But outside of that, I am working on, I'm just going to go ahead and say, I talked a little bit to Patreon about it, working on something else.
We're closing out the episode, so I'm not sure what's happening.
No. So, but what I was going to say last week when we was on here, I'm just playing. Anyway, fam, y'all holler back at us. Love y'all. Y'all have a good one, fam. Thank you for tuning in.
God bless you. Bye.